Soon the sound of traffic along College Road will be drowned out by the familiar collective honk of hundreds of Canada geese. But for now, the tires on pavement are mostly only interrupted by the occasional chattering squirrel or a quietly chirping chickadee. The geese stop at Creamer's Field to feed before they head further north to molt or shed their outer wing feathers. But where they molt on Alaska's North Slope in the summertime is changing.
The birds have been leaving these inland lakes and moving out to the coastal zone.
Paul Flint is a research biologist at the Alaska Science Center in Anchorage.
And molting out there on what are basically small or estuarine salt marshes.
For roughly a decade, he and colleagues have conducted aerial surveys and captured and banded black brant geese on the Arctic coastal plain and the Teshekpuk Lake Special Area on Alaska's northern coast. Flint says prime habitat for Arctic geese is expanding.
We went out to those salt marshes and sampled the vegetation to see if it was of high quality and high availability, and in fact it was.
Those plants are the kind black brant love to eat. Flint says their emergence is likely a result of climate change.
So what it looks like has happened is that permafrost degradation has caused ground subsidence such that these areas are now inundated with salt water on a regular basis, covered over in sediment, and then grow up in these salt-tolerant plant species, which are a preferred forage of these molting geese.
He says the increase in forage and habitat expansion means the general goose population, which includes not only black brant, but also snow geese, Canada geese, and white-fronted geese, to name a few, is on the rise.
You know, at a broader scale, if you think about climate change or general ecological change, it's almost always going to have some winners and some losers. In this particular example, we are creating an abundance of high-quality forage. So geese are then doing what we expect animals to do. If they're very good at finding habitats that are to their advantage and then using them.
Roughly 100,000 geese arrive at Teshekpuk Lake annually. Flint says improved forage means breeding is also improving, but there are other factors that also limit population growth.
Especially for these migratory species like geese, there can be lots of food on the Arctic coastal plain, but if they're really limited by food over winter, perhaps down in the lower 48 or along the Gulf Coast, then they will never expand and take full advantage of what's up there on the North Slope. So because they're migratory species, you have to consider where the bottleneck may occur throughout their annual cycle. And in this case, we don't know where that may be.
Flint can't say for sure how things might play out for geese that migrate north in the long term.
It's kind of a bit of an arms race because what's happening is it looks like the permafrost on the inland edge of these things is degrading, dropping down to where salt becomes more dominant, and then the plants that exist there now can't tolerate the salt. These grazing lawns that the geese like can, so it converts to the salt-tolerant species. But at the same time, we're seeing fairly high rates of erosion along the coast. So we're gaining on the inland edge, we're losing on the outer edge, and we don't understand yet which of those processes is going to be dominant.
The work of Flint and his colleagues appears in the latest issue of the Journal of Field Ornithology. Perhaps a good read for those who are still waiting for more of the season's geese to arrive at Creamer's Field. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.